Something we can all agree on. Good evening. I would like to call tonight's Tuesday, October 1st, 2019, adjourned September meeting to order for the Kendall County Board. Roll call, please.
Ms. Sessage?
Present.
Ms. Flowers?
Present.
Mr. Gangler?
Here.
Mr. Giles? Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Greider?
Here.
Ms. Hendricks?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Present.
Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Ms. Vickers?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. I have been asked to please be sure to speak into your microphones and speak up. You're a little bit hard to hear tonight. We're being shy, I guess.
How dare.
So with that, may I have a motion to approve the agenda as written?
So moved.
Motion second. By Hendricks, seconded by Flowers?
Yep.
By Flowers. Discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Thank you. May I have a motion to... I already did that. Special recognition. Public comment. Consent agenda. May I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
Motion
second.
By Hendricks, seconded by Prochaska. The motion is to approve the County Board minutes from September 3rd, 2019. Standing Committee minutes approval. Approval of claims in amount not to exceed $1,516,623.41. And approve Chicago HIDA Narson Domestic Highway Enforcement Initiative Administrative Assistant Service Contract with Kendall County as the fiduciary agent, effective October 15, 2019 through October 14, 2020, in the amount of $72,471. Roll call, please.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
Motion carried.
All right. Motion carries. All ayes. Old business. May have a motion to approve the resolution requesting the state's attorney execute an agreement with City of Plano, Illinois, Lakewood Springs Special Service Area 5, Delinquent Tax Parcels, LLC, for the settlement of delinquent real estate taxes, interest, and costs for 214 lots located within Lakewood Springs.
So moved.
Motion by Hendricks.
Second.
Seconded by Sessage. Scott?
There's a copy of the resolution on your desk, and it's discussed at previous meetings. Mr. Kramer's here and was happy to answer any questions, and then the state's attorney's office has been working on this up until today when I think Jim Webb finished it. So,
Ms. Hendricks.
Have there been any changes of note that we should be aware of since we last discussed this?
Not sure Johnson? When was the last time that you discussed it. I have a cheat sheet that ASA Webb prepared for me. I can tell you the ad valorem taxes that were due were $407,774.69. Those will be paid in full. Total interest due was approximately $2.79 million. And the settlement amount is $494,887.25. That's the interest that's attributed to just the real estate tax portion. The settlement includes payment of the county's collection costs, which is $56,308. The SSA taxes will be canceled by Plano when the bonds are surrendered, and payment would be made and the sale would be completed by November 15th, 2019. Did I get that all right, Mr. Kramer? Okay.
Jill, are you, she's nodding her head.
You're
comfortable? You're on board? Good.
Okay.
Any other? Roll call.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sessage?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Motion carries. All ayes. Thank you. Thank you. Did you want to say something? Okay. Mr. Kramer.
I have to comment. I feel a little embarrassed. I've delved into being old business now. But I want to take 30 seconds to thank the board's efforts here. I think it's a good deal for the taxpayers. We get all 214 lots back on the real estate tax roll, so Plano School District, I think, is going to be thrilled.
Yeah.
And I particularly appreciate Ms. Firko back there, who did all the heavy lifting. So, again, thank you.
Thank you. new business? Executive session, there is a need, but I'll wait until the next one. Standing committee reports, finance, Mr. Kellogg.
Make a motion to approve an ordinance establishing a county cannabis retailer occupation tax in the county of Kendall, Illinois.
Second.
Motion by Kellogg, seconded by Hendricks. Scott?
So this is the model ordinance from UCCI for the cannabis tax. It is the maximum amount. The ordinance starts on page 18 of your packet at the very end. Page 19 is where you can see the two amounts. It'll be 3.75% of all sales made in the unincorporated areas of Kendall County and 3% of all sales made inside municipalities in Kendall County.
Roll call.
Ms. Gilmore?
No.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Eight to one. Motion carries 8-1.
A quick note on that. We will get it turned in to the Illinois Department of Revenue. We got a memo from IDOR, and the tax will go into effect on September 1st, 2020. The earliest Kendall County could get a dispensary is May 1st, 2020. But that's how they're implementing the tax for everyone, as unless there's a change in the veto session. But that's what IDOR has come out with the memo and saying that.
Mr. Kellogg?
As we discuss budget going forward, we do not have any income from this tax. We don't know if we'll get a dispensary, and we're not going to budget, assuming we would, or we're trying to be conservative on this, so it is not in the budget.
Mr. Prochaska?
And correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding is the Office of the Governor has indicated that they do not want to move up the September 1st start date at all.
Correct.
Ms. Hendricks?
Can I just, and I don't want to delve into details, but on a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 is completely finished, where do you think the zoning is on this, Mr. Prochaska?
They just had ZBA last night.
If I may, Mr.
Prochaska?
We just had ZBA
Five.
Last night.
She asked for a number.
And so I will say completely finished, probably a 2. There's going to be changes probably in committee. There'll be changes. Once committee's approved, it'll probably be changes at board, and we still haven't heard from our townships yet.
It's fair enough.
We mailed the letters to the township today and emailed them. They have 30 days to object.
Okay.
Oh, what did you email them? This ordinance here?
The ordinance as it stands after the ZBA hearing last night. The zoning,
ZBA.
Where the zoning is at right now. That's what they can object to. They can't object to how much we tax it.
What would they be objecting to? Because we haven't decided on anything.
Rezoning. It's just part of the process. After the ZBA hearing, they have 30 days to object to a change in the zoning ordinance.
Oh.
A text amendment.
Gotcha.
Special committee reports. Other business? Oh, sorry, Mr. Prochaska. Special committee reports.
The United Counties Council will be having our fall conference later this month. If any county board member is interested in going, please let me know. The dates are on the UCCI website. I don't have the calendar in front of me, but it is on a Friday, Saturday, and UCCI will reimburse $75 for if you stay overnight and attend the lead education seminar the next day.
Ms. Sesich.
Were you going to talk about the farm thing under your chairman's report?
Go ahead.
Well, you were there. I think, was it me, you, and Audra did the farm tour with the Kendall Grundy Farm Bureau.
It just doesn't roll off the tongue.
It was really, I mean, I may sound overly excited about it, but it was really cool. I, being a city girl, have literally never really been on a farm and seen the inner workings, you know, other than maybe in school at, you know, sort of a field trip or something. So this was really great. I did not even know that we had a dairy farm in Kendall County, and it is the only one in Kendall County and Grundy County. So it is the only one in this area.
Mm-hmm.
So learning that and seeing how they operate, and those folks are such hardworking people. Oh my gosh, it was really, really lovely to see. And just even reading recently that, you know, dairy farms are closing in Wisconsin all over. So it's really a special thing that we have that farm here in Kendall. And then to be able to go out to Grundy and see that farm as well was really neat. So I wanted to thank them, and I just thought it was great. I wish everybody could have gone. So.
Yeah, I thought it was as well, and thanks for bringing that up. I thought it was a great time and very informative, and the to know that, I mean, every day they are sending milk to Peoria for Prairie,
yeah,
Farms.
Prairie Farms.
You know, it's what it's coming right out of Kendall County, so that's interesting. And then that it's the very last one in the two counties is something else as well. And then we actually got, you know, speaking of cannabis, we saw presentation by a industrial hemp farmer. Yeah. And it is not easy
no.
crop to grow.
This year.
Yeah, and he's really had a lot of trials and tribulations, but he's hoping that it'll pay off in the long run. And so it was interesting to you know, get an idea of that process. Scott?
UCCI Fall Conference is October 25th and 26th.
Thank you. October 25th and 26th. Audra?
And then I had the time of my life. I felt like a kid again. You guys have to go next year. It was
great.
So worthwhile. And the thing that I found really valuable was the communication back and forth. Like, I think they finally, I think it was nice for them to hear that we are concerned and we are aware and we do pay attention and we want to know what their concerns are. And then it was interesting for us to hear how they view us as well. And so that opportunity for us to come together and I think actually realize that there isn't a combative, sometimes I get the impression that, you know, there's a feeling that it's a combative relationship, and it's not at all the case. And so I look forward to it next year. I hope everybody goes, because we had a great time, and wow, did we learn a lot.
Yeah,
a lot.
Learned a ton, and I've been spitting out facts for the last couple weeks.
My daughter knows what triticale is now.
Yeah.
No, it was, you know what, bringing up the hemp thing, it was really fascinating to see how difficult that crop is to grow, and you have to really be in it for the long haul. Because it's not an easy route to go. So these farmers that are kind of taking that on, it's a learning curve for sure. It was interesting. So I really appreciated their presentation on that, and I wish that everybody had been able to go, because we are in a pretty rural county still, and farmers they have real needs, and when we pass policy and we talk about things, we're affecting these people's lives, and I think it's important to see where they're at. So
their big concern was property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody
said it.
Issue.
And it was interesting that we got a chance to kind of inform them that we're not the ones that are hitting them as hard as they thought. And that's the thing I'm talking about, is not everybody realizes the chunk of their taxes, where the biggest hit is coming from necessarily. And there were a few people there that were really surprised to learn that we were actually a really small portion of their total property tax bill. And then I really enjoyed the opportunity to make sure that they had somebody from the Farm Bureau, that it was not just one person, but somebody who was really advocating hard for them on the task force, the property tax task force. So it was very informative, and Amy's right, and I think it helped to reassure them too that we are actually watching out for them.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
That was good. Chairman's report. May I have a motion to appoint Dan Nagel, Raymond Drainage District,
no.
3-year term. Oh, sorry.
Go on.
That was so good.
Farmer, he didn't even go to the farm.
No. I was talking business stuff. So, this facilities.
Mr. Kellogg, our resident farmer.
Facilities management meeting that was scheduled for this Monday the 7th has been moved to Wednesday the 9th at 4 p.m. So, just everybody has that on the calendar.
Would you like to opine on the farms?
Yes.
I went to my family farm that day, so that's why I wasn't at that.
I was living in the farm life that day. Thank you, though.
Okay, now you may proceed.
Anyone else?
I was at a farm that day, too.
Is that other business?
Ms.
Your
Flowers?
Kids don't count.
Ms. Gilmore.
Ms. Gilmore.
That's other business.
That was funny.
Could you repeat that date again?
It's the 9th of October. It was on the 7th, and we moved to the 9th. We're waiting on the one possible contract that they asked for a little extension, and then we also have a long day that day. If you're on facilities and PBZ, you'd be here for
hours,
six, seven, 8 hours straight.
And is it at 4 o'clock?
At 4 o'clock.
Okay,
yes.
Thanks.
Is that Monday?
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
It'll now be on Wednesday.
Is PBZ on Wednesday?
Monday.
You're changing it from Monday to Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
You're confusing <laughs> <laughs> the chairman.
HR and then
PD.
It's been a long night.
All right. We ready to move on?
Yes.
Chairman's report. May have a motion to approve Dan Nagel to Raymond Drainage District, 3-year term expiring September 2022, and Gabriella Shanahan, 708 Mental Health Board, 3-year term expiring September 2022.
So
yeah. Wow. Getting old. Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Prochaska. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Scott, was there anything else that we needed to update on, or we touch everything? Thank you. Public comment? Questions from the press?
I have a question. Jim Wyman, WSBY. You talk about the 3% tax on municipalities for cannabis and then 3.75 in unincorporated areas. Can the county get money from that 3% municipality tax, or doesn't that go entirely to the municipality?
Scott?
So both the municipalities and the county can levy taxes on sales inside municipalities. So we get it, and then if they choose, they can also levy up to 3% of their own.
So that would be 6%?
Yes.
Okay.
In addition to their sales tax if they already have one, yes, and what goes to the state.
So you said that we can't, in Kendall County, we cannot get a tax until September, is that right?
That all the taxes will not be implemented until September 1st, 2020 at this point for the local taxes.
Okay, and then what about dispensary? Can a dispensary open in the county on January 1st if everything's, the zoning's all set?
No, the only dispensaries that will open on January 1st are the dispensaries that are awarded to those that have medical dispensaries. Right now, there are none of those in Kendall County. If there's an application that's approved by the state, they could possibly open as early as May 1st in Kendall County.
All right, and that would be statewide too, right? May would be when the new dispensaries could open.
Correct, unless they have a medical dispensary right now, and then they can open on January 1st.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Mr. Prochaska, do you have anything to add?
Just that, unfortunately, with the state of Illinois, we have a lot of unknowns that we're still facing with the veto session. So things could change just as soon as we know what the state passes in veto. And we've heard there will be trailer bills on this.
Thank you. There is a need for executive session for the, may have a motion to do so for the purpose of
number 2, collective negotiating matters between the public body and its employees or their representatives, or deliberations concerning salary schedules for one or more classes of employees.
So moved.
Motion made by Hendricks, seconded by
second
Gilmore.
Everyone,
roll call please.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Vickers?
Yes.
Ms. Sesich?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gengler?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
he's learning.
I guess so. Why not?
Oh, thank you. Motion carries 9-0. May I have a motion to adjourn by Gilmore, seconded by Flowers. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All right, we're out of here.
All right.
That was easy.
That was easy.
Oh, Lord.
So I'm looking for 505.
I think I put something in the back of there last night that I should have. I think I might put something back in my folder.
He's got
a child.